Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hey, I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to explore the world of healing and heal the planet one person at a time. So you guys know how much I love Reiki. It's my thing. I've been teaching Reiki for over 20 years now, which is hard for me to believe. And I wrote this book called The Art of Psychic Reiki, and I'm all about Reiki. And yet, I just haven't had enough people on the show to talk about Reiki, so I'm super happy to have a Reiki friend today with me. We have Vicky Roncero, and she is a Usui Reiki Master Practitioner and an instructor with a practice in New Jersey, and she's been working with Reiki for quite a long time, too, to help her people control stress and anxiety, to heal from illness and injury, and just maintain general wellness. And what's super interesting about Vicky is that she worked for years as a television producer, over 20 years. And at the same time, she was really drawn to energy work. And she's kind of combined these two things in a way where her TV producing part of her helps her find the story, everybody's story of healing, everybody's story of their energy and the way that they enter into their healing process. It's kind of like a narrative, you know? I love that. I think it's such an interesting way to look at it. And she's writing for TV. She's infusing mindfulness practices into the TV world, because that would be super cool. And I know she's also working on a book. So welcome, Vicky.
Thank you so much. What a great intro. Appreciate it, Lisa.
Yeah, sure. And I'm super excited to have you here. And you have a cool backstory about how you kind of, you know, made your transition from being solely a TV producer into the world of Reiki. I thought it was really inspiring. And I'm wondering if you could share that with us.
Sure, absolutely. Well, going back to when I was a child, I was always drawn to storytelling and stories. I would like to make up stories more than read them. And I always had quite an audience because I had a very vivid imagination. And it seemed like a natural fit for me to want to go into children's television. And that kind of became my pursuit as an adult. But I also had as a child, I knew that I had like a very specific connection to energy that not everybody had. I would sometimes be able to feel things or sense things that people would just kind of write off as, oh, you're very sensitive, I didn't hear anything, or, you know, you kind of don't really explore that, or at least we didn't in my generation with my family. It was more kind of like, oh, you're just sensitive. And as I got older, I kind of had some moments where I actually would feel a sense of someone before they even said something. Like if someone felt negative to me, I would know to kind of not deal with that person. And it sort of became like a nice guide in a way. And when I started studying Reiki, I was really, really almost like awakened, because I realized that there was an explanation for that. I kind of started to get the vocabulary for what it was I was sensing, and I never knew the word like empath, and I never knew about people's vibrations and frequencies. So it was really comforting to know that, like, okay, that is really a part of me, and that's something I want to explore. But I was very ingrained in my writing and producing career for a very long time. I worked at Nickelodeon for many years and really loved my job, and everything was fine. And then there was a big company reorganization where, of course, it was nothing personal, as they say, but I was one of many who was laid off. And I was very much attached to my job. I felt very much like that was such a big part of me. It took up so much of my day. And I felt very much like that feeling of the rug being pulled out from under me. What do I do now? I lost my job. And I found myself wanting to go to a spa for 4 days just to kind of regroup. And while I was there, I had my very first Reiki session, which was different to me than anything I had ever experienced. And to be honest, I almost didn't do it because I was looking for more of like a deep tissue massage. I really liked deep work. And they said, oh, we don't have anything like that available. All we have is Reiki for this hour. And I was looking to fill this 1 hour between other activities. And they convinced me to give it a try. And wow, I was certainly glad that I did, because it affected me in a way that I had never been affected. I really felt I felt something move inside of me. I saw visions. I saw some things from my childhood that really I didn't understand at the time. Why am I seeing this? Why am I thinking about this? And then later it made sense to me. I got very emotional. And most of all, I got this very strong feeling of like, wow, why am I so down and worried that I lost this job? Because it's just a small piece of me and there's so much more to come in my life that this is not really something I should let pull me down. And it was a really nice release. And at the time, the Reiki practitioner turned to me and she said, wow, you just really connected with Reiki in such a deep way. You're someday going to be a Reiki master. And I kind of was intrigued that she said that, but I also kind of just, you know, brushed it off like, oh, no, I'm a TV producer. I got to go get my next job. And this was really interesting. But I kind of took that experience with me, and I didn't really want to get into another staff job where I could be so easily disposed again. I kind of wanted to be my own boss. I started freelancing, and I became very successful at freelancing for a lot of different television networks, and I was able to kind of get myself to the same place where I had been in a staff position, and that felt empowering, that I didn't need to be attached to one specific company. And so it kind of shifted me. It shifted me from feeling like I have to be working for this company and identify myself with a company. I can be my own person. I could be my own boss. And it also allowed me to have more time to explore other things. And one big thing for me was pursuing Reiki and finding out more about why it was that I always had these sensitivities and what that meant and follow that calling, and which was really, really exciting.
That's a cool story. And I think that a lot of people have, like, Reiki is like one of those sort of gateway into the larger world. I think meditation, yoga, and Reiki seem to be the big gateways that people walk into, you know, explore, mm-hmm. and then find themselves in this bigger realm. And it sounds like that's what happened to you, like that it really connected you to this part of yourself that you weren't fully living in up until that point.
Exactly. And I kind of had always known it was there and saw glimmers of it, but I was never a person who could really, I would try to meditate and I wouldn't get to that place, or I would try a yoga class and I would get too in my head about, am I doing this pose right? And I was very stuck in the physical aspect of it. And Reiki for me was definitely that way in to that other consciousness. And for me, it's really been like a portal into this other way of looking at the world and at life and connecting with people. And I just, for me, it's just really been life-changing. Like, it sounds cliche, but it's really true, you know?
Yeah, no, I think it is for a lot of people. And receiving the, you know, the attunements, the initiations seems to really increase people's sensitivity, you know, yeah. And each one, you know, in all the years that I've been teaching has been like a significant turning point in their life in many ways. So as you go through the levels, we often will hit these deeper changes in ourselves, like they're opening doors. They continue to mm-hmm. open the doors as we go through the learning process.
Yeah.
So how does this tie in with your storytelling? And I'm so intrigued by this because I don't know if I'm a storyteller, but I'm a writer, you know, and I, mm-hmm. when I do psychic readings, I look sort of at the level of somebody's soul, and I always see that. So I see their past lives. I see like where they are, what they're coming in to do, what's their life mm-hmm. purpose, where they're blocked and where they're going. And I always see it like a story.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I often say people's soul has a narrative, and what mm-hmm. I'm doing is turning into the narrative. And I've never met anyone besides you that describes the same mm-hmm. the same thing. So I'm super excited to talk to you about that. Like, tell me how that is for you.
Well, what's really neat is, like, you know, as a TV producer, my specialty was, or kind of still is, I still do it as a freelancer, but on-air promos was like my thing. So I would be taking, let's say, a movie, and taking that movie, which might be almost 3 hours long, and taking the best 30 seconds of it to get people to watch the movie. And I didn't realize in college that like this was actually a career, that there were on-air producers who made these promos, and that there was so much, like it was really a craft that went into it to really get people to watch. And sometimes, I mean, I would literally have to screen seasons of a show, like let's say a show like Breaking Bad, like screen three seasons of Breaking Bad so that I really know the narrative, I really understand the characters, and I need to create a promo that's only 30 seconds long, but all of the screening went into it. And when I'm in somebody's energy, when I'm doing Reiki, it's like, it's very true that your body holds all of your stories and all of your energy from your emotions and your feelings from those stories from birth until now. So if, for example, you're 40 years old, it's almost like there's 40 seasons going on inside that body. And when you're kind of moving through their energy and their chakras, and you might pick up something from childhood, you might pick up something from that happened in college, and you're getting a vision and you're getting validation that what you're feeling is correct. And then you ask the client, and then they kind of help you to understand, okay, well, this is why I'm feeling that your confidence kind of took a turn in your 20s. And it's just so fascinating to me that it's like being in an edit room and shuttling through all of the episodes to find the best pieces to kind of focus on and bring up. Because someone could say, you know, I'm in a really dark place, I just feel like very down. And when you go through and say, well, what is this? I feel some light here. What is this that you did? There was some joy. And I think that sometimes for people to even get like a reminder or a glimmer of something that was sparking joy for them is a great way to get back on track. Mm-hmm. And it's really fascinating to me. I really feel like the body holds the energy that tells the story, and to kind of help people tap into that and move into the next chapter of their lives is really, really exciting.
I love that. I love that. So cool. And, you know, I think it's probably very easy to forget when we're in the moments of like really powerful emotional turmoil or pain or depression. We forget that there's any other chapters. You know, we think this is it. It's like that dark night of the soul is never going to leave. And maybe reminding people that this is one episode in one season, or one season in 40 seasons, you know, and so that they can kind of see the scope of the whole journey, you know, because, you know, we just get lost in the moment, I think. And are you able to share those with your clients, like how you perceive their narrative?
Yes, to me, it's kind of, that's sort of like a journey I'm still kind of trying to navigate, because I know for you, you'd probably be someone who could help me with that. Like with your psychic, when you're telling people what you're picking up psychically, some people are there for that, while others could be maybe a little bit, you know, scared by that. So I try to read each client. If someone's coming in and they're just like, hey, I'm here to relax, I certainly don't want to be like, what's this? What up? You know, what I'm picking up? Because it's really kind of just about me understanding them to be able to help them. But there's people that I have found, people love to try to like collaborate and figure out what their next thing is and to work together. And I think that kind of comes more and more and more, that if people start coming and then, you know, they're coming back, it's like they get to a point where they're very comfortable with all of that, and they want to know all that you're picking up and all the pieces that are coming together. So I think that's kind of client by client, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And how is your sort of, I always think of it as coming out of the spiritual closet, you know, when we, it's kind of like a really different, you know, world. Those are two very separate worlds, the world of TV and, you know, New Jersey, whatever, suburban New Jersey or wherever you live, you know, and this other world. How has that been for you? And did you find, I think so many people who study Reiki struggle with, what's my family going to say? Or are people going to think I'm weird? Like, how is that for you? And what advice do you have for our listeners about that?
Yeah, I definitely think that that's it, it's about finding people who you trust that, you know, kind of trust in you in that way. Like it's funny because for me, I had made friends with someone who turned out to be a medium. When I first met him, I didn't even know he was a medium. He was a manager of a country club where I was planning a party for my parents. And when the party was all said and done, he said, listen, there's something I need to tell you because I'm picking up energy from you and you need to know about this. And I felt like, oh, like someone really sees me, you know, and it was really exciting. I became very good friends with him. And I actually, as a producer, I tried to help him pitch a show all about him as a medium. And we got to be very good friends. And more than that, he became like a real mentor to me because he was really helping me feel comfortable with that vocabulary and understanding that world. And then about 10 years ago, my grandma passed away and I was with her when she died. And I actually saw vapor leave her body. And I just kind of knew, like, wow, I'm actually seeing her energy. And my brother, who was in the same room, didn't see it. So then I wanted to explore that. I went to take a death doula class with my friend Dennis, the one who was my mentor. And we took this class together, and there was a lot of people who shared stories about seeing things like that. And just the whole understanding that, like, you know, we're all different, and some of us are sensitive to things, and meeting people who could see auras, I was fascinated by that, or people who are mediums or psychics like yourself. It's just, it's all fascinating to me that being open to it and discovering that, you know, people have these different gifts and that we have to recognize that and embrace that because we all have different, someone might be phenomenal at playing the piano or great at soccer. And, you know, sure, why couldn't somebody be great at channeling? Because that's certainly something that I am understanding that you all can actually learn to do if you really tap into your intuition and you really practice opening it and building up your third eye energy. It's amazing what starts to happen and the things that the connections you start to make with people and the messages you start to get. And it, I mean, it's gotten to a point where I sometimes get these downloads that I have to, like, I have to write them down really quickly because they're not from my head. They're coming through me. And when I do distance healings on people and I tell them these downloads, they're fascinated because names come through and pieces of stories come through that the people say, there's just no way I could have known that. And so I think part of it is just kind of finding the people that you trust enough to explore your gifts with, and then just taking the leap and proving to the other people who might be skeptical that, like, hey, you know, you don't have to believe this, but if you want to try this, here's what I'm getting from you and here's what I'm thinking. And one by one, people kind of start to become believers. And that to me is so exciting. It's like it kind of sparks faith and belief in people. The more that you ripple it out, the more that people kind of start to realize that, wow, you know, this is for real. And they're more open to it.
Yeah, I always have a respect for skeptics, you know, and people are skeptical. And I think people are more skeptical of psychics than they are of Reiki, you know, but still you can encounter it really anywhere. And I think, well, would I really believe any of this stuff if it wasn't happening to me all the time since I was little? You know, like I have a lot of firsthand experience that has formed the sort of the backbone of my life and also of my belief system. And I don't know if I would believe if it wasn't all happening to me all the time. So I just think skeptics, like, you know, they're smart, they're thinking for themselves. And if they have an open mind, when they begin to have their own experiences, like you were saying, you know, then it sort of begins to add up to them in a way that they can believe in.
Yeah, I agree. And also I think it's grounding. Like, you know, it's so nice to find people who are like-minded and have these kind of conversations. But then when you speak to someone who just doesn't believe, and, you know, then it kind of grounds you in the reality of that they're experiencing. So I just think it's all a balance. I really do. I think that it's, you know, respecting what everyone believes and not having judgment to those who don't, and to just kind of being open. But in terms of the straddling the two worlds, it's funny because in my TV career, I was doing TV long before I was married. So I always was known as Vicki Stewart, and that's my TV career. And when I started the Reiki work, I was like, oh, I'm going to use my married name, Vicki Roncero. So I almost felt like it was two different people. And I was a little bit like, oh, gosh, how will the TV people react if they know that I'm doing this? And as the years went by, I just really started to realize, you know, this is who I am, and there's actually a lot of value in having these sensitivities. And for example, I recently was working with Sesame Street, and they're building more and more programs based on mindfulness and working with kids and trying to help kids work through the anxiety of today's world. And I have a lot of kids that are clients. I do a program called Ray Kids that's specifically tailored to kids. And I just think that, you know, I'm seeing more and more opportunities for me to kind of just like infuse the two worlds and be better at both of the things that I do because of the skill sets from both worlds. And it's very exciting to see that all kind of melding together.
Yeah, that's super cool. I have worked, I mean, it's been so long since I've been doing Reiki. Started in really working in 1999. And back then, I had to be really sort of on the down low, kind of hush-hush about it. And I was teaching nurses, you know, and sometimes even physicians. And they would be like hiding it. They'd be like doing it on the sly in the hospital, you know, and like not telling anyone that they that's what they were doing. And now, you know, I live in Boston, and here in Boston, that all the big hospitals have Reiki units like built in, like full-time staff where you can come and get Reiki. So I feel like there has been a big opening, and that those worlds are coming together, you know, closer and closer, which is very gratifying to me. I really like that.
That's exciting. I recently had a woman who was 80 who was in my Reiki 1 class that I was teaching, and she had been a nurse, and she told me that in like back in the 70s, she used to have to sneak it. Like she would literally close a curtain around a patient and do some Reiki, and they would ask her for it, and they were healing from it, and they were loving it. And but yet she could not let the rest of the staff see that she was doing it. And it seems like, my gosh, how far we've come to like get rid of that sort of taboo, because any way of trying to heal people, I think, should be more than welcome, you know?
Right. Yeah, it hasn't been though. It has, so that's kind of new, but I think it's really good. And I know we're almost at the end here, and we haven't really even talked about what Reiki is. So if for people that don't know what it is, how do you describe when you're talking about Reiki? How do you explain it to people?
I say that it's tapping into life force energy, and I like to encourage people to spend a lot of time in nature and really pay attention to the way that the seasons change nature. Right now here in New Jersey, to be seeing the leaves falling from the trees, it's just like a nice reminder to just let yourself go and trust that there's newness coming into your life. And the whole idea of just kind of like letting things go, making space for things that are new, and just realizing that like you're connected to the same energy that is moving through the seasons in that way, and that brings the sun up in the sky in the morning. And it's just, to me, it's just so empowering to feel like you have that same energy running through you. And sometimes people can lose sight of that and lose sight of the fact that we have energy, we are energy, and just kind of tapping into their light and expanding that light through them and getting to know that. I mean, Reiki by definition is two Japanese words, Rei meaning light and Ki meaning energy. So it's tapping into your light energy and becoming the brightest version of yourself that you can be.
Mm-hmm. And thank you so much, Vicki. I love that definition. I was like writing it down when you were saying it. It was so beautiful. So we're just about at the end here, and I want to give you some time to talk about how people can find you. What's your website? How can they work with you if they want to?
Sure. I think obviously if you live in the New Jersey area, I have a studio here in Montclair, but most people might not. And I do a lot of distance work. I have clients as far as South Africa right now at the moment, which has been really exciting. And distance work is really one of my favorites. So if you were interested in trying a distance healing, I wanted to make an offer to anyone who's listening. I would like to offer you $20 off of a distance healing session if you mention Lisa's show. And you can find me at RonceroReiki.com. It's R-O-N-C-E-R-O Reiki, R-E-I-K-I.com. I'm also on Instagram at RonceroReiki, and I would love you to follow me. I try to post some inspirational posts and tie some Reiki quotes into nature, because I think as a writer-producer, I see the world through a Reiki lens now, and I like to try to help people see Reiki and really understand what Reiki is, because some people, you know, they need to have visuals to kind of help them, and I try to do that, so...
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on the show. So you talk about my favorite topic. I so appreciate you and the work that you're doing.
Thank you. It was so great. It went super fast. You were right.
It did, didn't it? Yeah.
So maybe we can talk again soon.
I hope we can. Yeah, I'm sure we can do a whole nother hour. And I wanted to thank all of you guys for listening today. Thanks for joining us here on The Miracle of Healing. You can find me on my website, lisacampion.com. Check me out. Up there, I've got a lot of free resources for people, stuff about empaths and psychic development and Reiki. So come on and visit me there. I'd love to see you. And thank you so much for joining the two of us today on The Miracle of Healing, where we are healing the planet one person at a time right here on Empower Radio.
Thanks, Lisa.